Meg Holmes of Seattle held brain cancer at bay for 16 months. Surgeries, radiation, couldn't keep her down. The family's blog about the experience shows happy images of hikes, bike rides, encouraging MRIs. But her husband, Andrew Taylor, says in March of last year,
she had one of her regular MRIs, and with these MRIs, you always go and see the doctor immediately afterwards, and typically the doctor bounces through the door with a big smile on his face, and this time he didn't, and, you know, we pretty much knew what was coming.
Over the next 7 months, Meg lost her ability to see and move around.
And then quite startled me when suddenly, out of the blue, she told me that she'd been thinking a great deal about the Death with Dignity Act, and that was something that she was now really interested in.
According to the latest numbers from the Washington Department of Health, Meg Holmes is typical of the 70 terminally ill people who hastened their death with a doctor's prescription last year. Most were white, lived west of the Cascades, had health insurance, and suffered from cancer. That 70 figure is up from 51 in 2010 and 36 in 2009. One of the law's advocates, Rob Miller of the group Compassion and Choices Washington, says despite the increase, it's rare.
We're talking about a minuscule number of people.
The Washington Death with Dignity Act requires participating physicians to report information about patients to the State Department of Health. But opponents of doctor-assisted suicide, such as Margaret Doerr with the group Choice is an Illusion, want more intensive oversight.
What's not included is whether or not these people acted voluntarily. Did the people consent? We hope they did. Was it their choice? We hope it was. Do we know that? No. Does anybody know that?
Andrew Taylor says no one who spoke to his wife in her last few days believed it was anything but her choice. He says the day after Meg received the medication, her family gathered around her bed.
And Meg just held the cup in her hand and, you know, drank down the half cup of liquid. And she was literally asleep by the time she'd, by the time she'd finished drinking the half cup of medication, she was unconscious.
He says 10 minutes later, she was dead. In her final hours, Taylor promised his wife he would take her favorite hiking staff with him up rugged Northwest trails. He plans to take that trip this spring. Taylor says he'll bring some of her ashes, too. I'm Colin Fogarty, reporting.